ग्लानेर भवति भारत अद्युतानं मधर्मश तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापना युगे युगे शंभवामि युगे युगे हरेर नाम हरेर नाम हरेर नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्तेव नास्तेव नास्ते गतिरन्नथा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण एंड वेलकम टू दिस वीकली कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस प्रोग्राम. Remember, at the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coastville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where we have special public programs on every Sunday, started at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans. Then we have aarti at 12:30 to 1 o'clock. 1 to 2, we have a discourse on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Then we finish the day's program with Hare Krishna Prasadam, Vegetarian Feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about. Please note, there's a special program on coming Sunday, which is Gaur Purnima, the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there will not be any Sunday feast program starting at 11:30 or the midday program. But instead we'll have the celebration starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Remember, next Sunday's program will start at 4 in the afternoon because we'll be celebrating Gaur Purnima, the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Today I'm going to discuss about Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is for increasing the ocean of happiness. You might not have any experience of the ocean increasing. If the ocean increases, then there is devastation. A few years back, we had tsunami in Japan and the middle and the nearby countries with very devastating effect. If the ocean increases, then the whole planet will be flooded. But this is an ocean of happiness. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Lord Chaitanya says, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Ambuddhi means ocean and Anand means bliss. If we chant Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, as soon as our heart is cleansed, that is the first benediction of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, that our heart becomes cleansed. If your heart is not cleansed, how are we participating together? Somebody is Indian, somebody is American, somebody is Fijian, somebody is African. Because on the Krishna conscious platform, the heart becomes cleansed. There are no more such consciousness that I am this, I am that, you are this, you are that. The only consciousness is that I am Krishna. That is cleanliness of heart. As soon as we come to this platform that I am Krishna, just like the gopis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were thinking we are all Krishnas. Central point is Krishna. That is the beauty of Vrindavan. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the elderly cowherd boys, the elderly cowherd men, the boys, the girls, the trees, the rivers, the bears, the beasts, everyone, they are thinking, I am Krishna's. This is Krishna consciousness. And as soon as we think otherwise, I am Indian, I am American, I am Kiwi, I am New Zealander, I am this, I am that, that is material conception. Try to understand the simple fact that as soon as we identify with our designated bodies, which I am not, which we are not, I am not this body, we are not this body, so why shall I identify myself with New Zealand or Indian or Fijian? Accidentally, I have got this body in New Zealand or in Fiji or India or in hell or heaven. That is accidental, or by our karma. But actually, I am not this body. Simply, everything we are accepting in this material world is on the bodily concept of life. Because I have got bodily relationship with some men and women, I am thinking there are thousands of men and women, but I am thinking this woman is mine, this man is mine, this child is mine. This is a crude example. And similarly, children, ato graha chetra su tapta vetariya janase mohoyam. This worldly conception of life increases our delusion and we become entrapped, entangled in material world, and we get different types of bodies. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant for increasing, for releasing all these conditional souls from the misconception of life. Anyone, any intelligent man can understand that as soon as we identify our activities with the body, then we are two full number one. That is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, Atma Buddhir Kunape Tridhatuke. Anyone who identifies himself with this body, Swadehi Kala Drishyato. And family members, wife, children, they are our own. Yes, Atma Buddhi Kunape Tridhatu Swadhu Swadehi Kala Drishyato Bahuma Ijyadi Dehi. And the land in which we have taken birth, that is Oshubha. People are sacrificing their lives in so many ways. This is the basic mistake of the modern civilization. Identifying oneself with this body, which is not. So by Krishna Kirtan, this bodily concept of life is vanquished. Cheto darpan marjanam bhavama dva agni nirvapanam. If the bodily concept of life is removed, immediately all the problems of the world are solved. Immediately. All these great writers, thoughtful men, philosophers, the politicians, diplomats, and the United Nations, they are trying to solve the problem of the world, but they are actually increasing the problems. Andayatandheir upniyamanas. How can a blind man mitigate our problems. Blind leading the blind. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the Cheto Darpan Marjan Bhava Mahadu Agni Nirvapan. Bhava means this material world. Bhava means to become. You take or accept a body, that is bhava. I become and keep myself in this body for some years. Human body maybe 100 years. Then again bhava. Abhava means another change of body. This is very troublesome, the changing of the body. But one who comes to Krishna consciousness, there is no more change of body. Tekta deham punarjanmanayati. A Krishna consciousness person, after giving up this body, he does not accept any more material body. Then what happens to him? Krishna says, mamyati. Tvekta deham punarjanmanayati mamyati. He comes to me. So why don't you take this simple formula? Be Krishna conscious. How nice it is to become Krishna conscious. We are living in Vaikuntha in this temple. Krishna consciousness is so nice and so simple. Why not take it up? Lord Krishna advises, Sarva Dharman Parityaje Mamekam Sarnam Braj. And we are saying the same thing, that you surrender to Krishna. We be Krishna consciousness. Therefore we are living representatives of Krishna. We are saying nothing else. Our only business is to repeat Krishna's words. Therefore we are his representatives. In this material world, everyone is trying to get happiness and get relief from distress. Two things are going on or attempted. We want to relieve our distress and get happiness. No amount of material comforts or happiness, so-called happiness, can give us this actual happiness that we are hankering for. That is not possible. Then there are other processes. There are three kinds of miseries due to our material condition of life. Adhyatmik, adibhautik, and adidevi. Adhyatmik means pertaining to the body and to the mind. Just like when there is some disarrangement of the different functions of the metabolism within this body, we get fever, we get some pain, headache, so many things. These miseries are called adhyatmik, pertaining to the body. And another part of this adhyatmik misery is due to the mind. Suppose I have suffered financial loss. The mind is not in good condition. This is also suffering. For diseased condition of the body or some mental dissatisfaction, there are miseries. Then adi bhautik, sufferings caused by other living entities. Just like we human beings are sending millions of poor animals to slaughterhouses daily, they cannot express any distress or feelings. This is called adi bhautik, sufferings caused by other living entities. Similarly, we have to suffer sufferings caused by other living entities. We cannot supersede God's law, material laws, estate laws. Yes, we can hide ourselves, but God's law we cannot hide from. There are so many witnesses. The sun is our witness, the moon is our witness, the day is our witness, the nights are our witness, the sky is our witness. How can you supersede the laws of the land, of the Lord? This material nature is so constituted that we have to suffer adhyatmik, pertaining to the body, pertaining to the mind, and sufferings caused by other living entities. And another suffering is adidevik. Adidevik, just like there is famine, there is earthquake, woe, there are deadly diseases, so many things. Sufferings are always there. We are trying to adjust by patchwork. Everyone is trying to get out of sufferings. That is a fact. The whole struggle for existence is to get out of these sufferings. But there are different kinds of prescription. Somebody says that you get out of suffering in this way. Somebody says you get out of suffering in that way. There are prescriptions offered by modern scientists, by philosophers, by atheists, by theists, by so many people. But according to Krishna consciousness, you can get out of all sufferings if you simply change your consciousness. That's all. Changing your consciousness means you say that it is become Krishna consciousness. You become Krishna's. I am Krishna's. All our sufferings are due to lack of knowledge, ignorance. That knowledge can be achieved by association of good authorities. There's a nice Bengali verse. Krishna bhuriye jiva bhoga vancha kare pasate maya tare japatya dhare. As soon as our original consciousness becomes polluted with the consciousness of material enjoyment, that I want to lord it over the resources of Mera. As soon as we turn our consciousness in this way, then our troubles begin immediately. This very consciousness that I can enjoy this material world to my best capacity. Everyone is trying to do that. Every one of us, beginning from an end up to the highest living entity, Brahma, everyone is trying to become one of the lords. Just like recently in America, there were so many canvassings for becoming the president. Right now, currently in India, the elections are going on. Why? The same idea. Everyone is after becoming some kind of lord. This is Maya. Our Krishna consciousness movement is completely opposite. We are just trying to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Just opposite. Instead of becoming the lord, we want to be the servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamala Kamalayora Das 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 and Das. In the modern trend of civilization, people may say that this is slave mentality. Why shall I become slave? I shall become the master. But one does not know that this consciousness that I shall become the master is the cause of our sufferings. This philosophy has to be understood. Because constitutionally we are all servants, in the name of becoming master of this material world, we have become the servant of our senses. Constitutionally we are servants. We cannot do without saving. Every one of us is a servant. Those who are thinking that why shall I become servant of God? I shall become the master. But actually he cannot become master. He is the servant of his senses. That's all. Servant he must be. He is servant of his lust. He is servant of his greediness. Servant of his anger. Servant of so many things. Kama dinam kati na katidha palita dhuranidesha. In higher state, somebody has become servant of humanity. Somebody has become servant of society. Somebody has become servant of the country, but actual purpose is that I shall become the master. That disease is there. The candidates for presidency, they are presenting their different manifestations. I shall save the country very nicely. Please give me your vote. But the real idea is that some way or the other I shall become the master of the country. This is Maya. If we understand this small philosophy, that constitutionally we are servants, nobody can say that I'm free, I'm master. Nobody can say that. If he thinks that that is things like that, then that is Maya. It is false. Maya means false. Can anybody say that he's not servant of anybody or anything? He must be, because that is his constitutional position. But the difficulty is that we are, by saving our senses, there is no solution to the problems, to our miseries. for the same time, for the time being, I may satisfy myself or my senses that I have taken this intoxication, and under the spell of this intoxication, I may think that I am nobody's servant, I am free. But that is artificial. As soon as the hallucination is gone, he comes to the point again, seven. This is our problem. This is our position. But why this is struggle? I am being forced to save, but I don't want to save. What is the remedy? The remedy is Krishna consciousness. That if you become servant of Krishna, then your aspirations to become master, at the same time your aspiration of freedom are immediately achieved. For example, Krishna is Lord, is the Supreme Lord. Arjuna is living entity, living being, a human being. But he is in love with Krishna as a friend. And in exchange of his friendship, Krishna has become his driver, his servant. Similarly, if every one of us become reinstated in the transcendental platform of loving Krishna, then our aspirations of mastership will be fulfilled. That is not known at present. But we agree to save Krishna, then gradually we'll see that Krishna is saving us. That is realization. If we want to get out of this service of this material world, of the senses, then we must transfer our service attitude to Krishna. This is called Krishna consciousness. Kamadinam katina katida palita durinidesha tesa mahina karuna jatana tripta no prashantihi usriya jatam jaitam ata yadupate sampratam aham labada buddhis tvam ataha saranam abhyam nayanukushvatam dasya. One devotee is praying to Krishna that so long in my life I have saved my senses, kama dinam. Kama means senses, lust. What I should not have done, still by the dictation of my lust I have done it. When one is a slave or servant, then he is forced to act something which he does not like to do. He is forced. So here a devotee is admitting that I have, dictated by my lust, done something which I should not have done. But I have done it. But the difficulty is that tesam karuna na jata na tripta no prashantihi. I have saved so much, but I find that my senses are not satisfied. No, I am satisfied, no, the senses are kind enough to give me a break, pension from the service. That is my position. I have saved my senses for so many years. They are not satisfied, still dictating in 75 years, 90 years, 100 years old. Senses are still strong. That a person is being dictated. Yes, you must do this, you must do that. You must do that. Try to understand how the senses are strong. It is not that simply the young men and women are servant of senses. Even 75, 80, 90 years old, they are all servants of senses. The senses are never satisfied. That is the material dictation. I am servant of my senses, and by saving my senses, neither I am satisfied nor my senses are satisfied. No, are they pleased upon me. There is chaos. This is our problem. Lord Krishna says, sarva dharman parityaje mamekam sarnam raj ham tvam sarpapa bhyo mokshasyami masucha. You have saved your senses for so many lives. Life after life, 8,400,000 species of life. The beasts, they are also under senses. The beasts, they are also under senses. The man, human being, and everyone, the demigods, everyone within this material world, they are after senses, saving their senses. But Krishna says, you just surrender unto me. Just agree to save me. Then I'll take care, charge of you. Take care of you. That's all. Ham tvam sarpapabhyo mokshasyami masucha. By the dictation of senses, we are committing sinful activities life after life. Therefore, we are in different grades of bodily presentation. Don't think that everyone is of the same standard. No. According to one's own work, one gets different types of body. These different types of bodies are due to different grades of sense gratification. Sense gratification is there in the hog's life. Why he has to be offered a hog's body? Such, so much senses that it has no discrimination. Who is mother? Who is sister? Who is daughter? And who is this? Who is that? This is practical. The dogs and hogs, they are like that. The threefold miseries that we are suffering from, that we are trying to find a solution, is due to this dictation of senses. Krishna is trying to help us. If you try to transfer your love from one sense to Krishna, then you see the result. Immediately, you will find Sevan Mukheshi Vada. It is false endeavor that I want to be master of all I survey. I am the monarch of all I survey. This attitude should be given up. Every one of us is constitutionally servant. Now, at the present moment, we are servant of our senses. This saviorship should be changed to Krishna. Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Yosuf Pute Adha. And as soon as you change your saviorship to Krishna, then gradually, as you become sincere, Krishna reveals to you the reciprocation of service between Krishna and yourself will be so nice. Either you love him as a friend or master or lover or father or mother. There are so many ways. Anyway, you can try to love Krishna and see how much you are satisfied. This is Krishna consciousness.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya
Everybody
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana
Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopal Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya.